All right, let's do this. Hey everybody, Economic Ninja here. I hope you're doing great. We're gonna talk about Biden and how he's attacking Texas LNG. That's weird. It's almost like we have a time going on right now. The President of the United States does not want its states to be secure. It does not want its people to feel safe, to feel secure. It's almost like the federal government wants us to live in fear. Crazy times. So let's read this story at a Zero Hedge. Industry insider, and I gotta throw a shout out to California, because at least California does everything the president wants, right? They're not worried about the border crossings. They don't care that millions of people are coming across, invading, taking up taxpayer dollars. As a matter of fact, they're gonna one up the president. See, that's what scares me, is because I believe the Newsom's really pushing for president. And this needs to be stopped. This is insanity at its finest right here. They're to the point now, they want to give free health care to people that don't work, don't contribute, don't pay taxes, don't do anything. Wow, we have people in the state of California that are hurting financially. Absolutely insane. It says industry insiders are hopeful that Biden's attack on Texas LNG will be short term. Well, I guess that really depends on if Texas gives up. I hope they don't. If you're from Texas, put it down below, hashtag Texas down below. And I hope you guys go absolutely crush it and go secure your borders. You're not only doing it for yourselves, you're doing it for us in different states. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. It says on Friday, the White House slapped Texas with a temporary pause on pending discussions of liquefied natural gas exports. This pause on new LNG exports approval is because the Biden administration sees climate crisis for what it is. The existential threat of our time. That's a straight up lie. This is because of what Texas is doing with its borders. Texas is the third largest export of LNG in the world, and it's becoming quite apparent radicals in the Biden administration care very little about climate change, but instead, under the guise, are punishing Governor Greg Abbott for defying the federal government over the border crisis. Texas is the third largest exporter of LNG in the world, and it's becoming quite apparent that radicals, and this makes my blood boil, in the Biden administration care very little about it. It says in a statement of Friday, Manchin suggested the decision was based on political considerations instead of indisputable facts. I've always said that our first concern must be protecting American consumers and growing American businesses, and we need a safety valve in place to ensure Americans aren't unnecessarily stuck with a payment, with paying a premium for the abundant resources we're blessed to have. But as the superpower of the world, we also have a responsibility to our allies and trading partners who, in our abundance, have no other choice but to turn to countries that don't share our values. That's been made abundantly clear in the last 2 years as we've been able to step in to replace Russian natural gas to cut off funds for Putin's bombs and bullets. So the fact is, every time we sell natural gas to other countries, money flows into our country. Let's just not forget that. Now, I do believe, I really wish that we would sell more of ours. I know it sounds crazy, but look at Mexico. Look what they do. Look at how cheap their gasoline is, because the government goes, hey, we're going to make it, and we're just going to give it to you cheap. Sell it to other people, make it really cheap for us. That's what the Biden administration should be doing. Yeah, still sell to other countries. Let's make some money. But let's make sure that LNG, gasoline, diesel is cheap in our country so that our people are taken care of. You know, put Americans first. I believe in putting Americans first. See, and that's the thing. With the crazy inflation that's going on around the nation right now, bringing gas prices and diesel prices down would be a much appreciated and needed event to quell this upcoming or currently started economic crash. Days after the decision on Monday, Jack Fuso, CEO of Cheniere Energy Incorporated, was quoted at the Baker Hughes annual conference in Florence, Italy via Bloomberg, saying that the administration's decision to pause approvals of LNG export licenses will be temporary. Well, of course, that's like to go without saying. Everything in this world is temporary. An economic boom's temporary. An economic crash is temporary. It's just, how long is temporary? How do you define it? Because I made a lot of money in 2015 selling trailers, park models to doomsdayers, honestly, or people that had ailing parents and they wanted them to move close to their home, because I was buying them for pennies on the dollar from oil companies that were going broke in 2015 because of what was going on with the price of oil, the price of gas. So the question is, at what point are you going to know that a temporary crisis can have long-term effects to the American society, the American public? Now, he goes on to say, I'm hopeful that this will be behind us in November. November? You freaking high? That's a long crisis. Whatever he might be, he's an elite. Mike Summers, president of the American Petroleum Institute, said the decision was probably the worst energy decision that Biden has made. Yeah, well, he's pretty good for doing lots of possible worse. I don't know if you've met that guy, the human Roomba. He said, because of this pause, you're probably going to see some investment that would have come to the United States go elsewhere. Well, no duh. Also on Friday, the White House confirmed the Department of Energy will pause the approval process of proposed U.S. LNG export facilities in order to incorporate a broader impact analysis, as we've discussed. You know, that's really cool about the government. They're really good at putting things off. I don't know if you've worked for them. I have. This change in policy does not impact our outlook for U.S. global gas markets for at least another 3 years. Yeah, bull crap. You know, I got to be honest with you. This kind of stuff is getting pretty old to report on. But the good news is, when you know all this crap's going on, and type one if you agree, you can sit. And I just only have you guys type things, so I want to see how many of you are agreeing or disagreeing. I want to get in there and see that. I also want to piss off the algorithms. I just like pissing off people. You're going to be able to make a lot of money, okay? Because we got a crazy guy in control, and they're trying to put an even crazier one, Newsom, the Joker. And so this is where we're at. I hope you guys got something from this. Thank you to Texas for securing our borders, so for helping to secure the nation. Thank you, Governor Greg Abbott, and thank you to all the awesome patriots in Texas. Put hashtag Texas down below. I want to know if any of you guys are listening. Thank you to everyone that shares these videos, because this place is getting nutball. All right, with that being said, the Economic Ninja is out. Ninja?